I'm Kyle Rice, awful test taker turned physical therapist and standardized test coach for over 5,000 physical therapists worldwide. It wasn't that long ago that I struggled with anxiety, lack of confidence, and the fear of failing the NPTE. Fast forward through the challenges, the 13 standardized test failures, and many lessons learned, and you'll see the life I have today, a life filled with love, financial freedom, and a dream job that allows me to change lives every single day. I created the NPTE Clinical Files podcast to give you simple, actionable strategies along with a step-by-step walkthrough of NPTE-based questions. All of this so that you can dominate your exam like I did and achieve your dream. So if you're a driven PT student who's looking to pass the NPTE and start creating a life you love, you're in the right place. Enjoy the show. For this week's clinical file, we have Gerard, and Gerard arrives at physical therapy reporting acute lower back pain following an attempt to lift a heavy box. The pain radiates into both lower extremities constantly. During examination, all lumbar motions exacerbate the pain, and the patient prefers to stand and sit with increased lumbar flexion. Which pathology is most likely present? So we have A, lumbar herniated disc, B, facet joint syndrome, C, sacroiliac joint dysfunction, and D is ankylosing spondylitis. All right, let's go up to the top of this question. Before we knock this one out, I want to give a special shout out to my people who took the April NPTE, April 2024. The results have came out and people have even started to get their score reports and all that stuff. So congratulations to those of you who passed the exam. For those of you who didn't pass it, I want you to know that myself, along with my team, is here for you. It's our specialty to focus on people who struggle with standardized testing and even those who fail the NPTE, help them to have that comeback story, come back and destroy this NPTE on the next attempt. All right. And so I drop my phone number inside of the show notes. Feel free to reach out, text me there. All right. Be more than happy to help you even game plan your next steps for passing on the next attempt. All right. Cool. Let's go ahead and jump into this question. So we have Gerard arrives at physical therapy and reports acute lower back pain following an attempt to lift a heavy box. This is really common. All right, very common to show up on something like the NPTE because lower back pain is super common in the field of physical therapy. Lifting a heavy box and then having acute low back pain afterwards, that's super common. So with that in mind, I have a male patient with acute low back pain after lifting this heavy box. It should already start to get your differential diagnosis brain going right now. What are you potentially thinking of as potential causes of that? All right, let's continue down the question. It says the pain radiates into both lower extremities constantly. That is also very particular. Like if you go inside of your McGee textbook and you're looking at all of the, you know, the pathologies, especially in the lumbar spine, you'll find that there isn't a ton of them that have pain that radiates into both lower extremities constantly. So pick up on that super big there. It says during examination, all lumbar motions exacerbate the pain, and the patient prefers to stand and sit with increased lumbar flexion. Ugh, I love it, baby. I love this because it gives so much like signs and symptoms here for you to kind of be guided along the way, all right? Then it says which pathology is most likely present, all right? So before I go down to the answer choices again, I really anticipate that a question like this will show up, maybe even two or three of them, where they're giving you these signs and symptoms and are trying to guide you down the right direction. So before I have some people on the episode right now that are listening that start to get like, oh, but I don't know these signs or I'm not familiar with them. Well, this is the reason why I do these episodes, so that you have an opportunity to hear some of these common things and then go back and review them or reach out to us and then we can teach this stuff to you, right? So let's go to our answer choices and we are going to destroy this question, all right? So A says lumbar herniated disc. B is facet joint syndrome. C, sacroiliac joint dysfunction. And D is ankylosing spondylitis. What is your answer? Lock it in right now. All right, let's go up to our first one. It says lumbar herniated disc. As soon as I saw that, I was like, I like it. Why? Well, lumbar herniated discs, although they can be male and female, you often see this in males, especially after lifting some type of heavy box or some type of, you know, just big lifting activity. It's super common. All right. So we have a male, acute low back pain, lifting heavy box. I'm like, that all fits, right? Then lumbar herniated discs can radiate into both lower extremities. It can. All right. And the one thing about a herniated disc is when it shoots out, right? When that nucleus pulposus like shoots out and ends up pushing on those nerves, it can cause constant pain to be radiating into the extremities. I like it. And then we go down and it's like, well, exacerbating in all positions, like the lumbar motions exacerbate pain. It doesn't matter which way it moves. Again, that could be something like an acute herniated disc. I like this as an answer, but hold on. It doesn't mean it's the right one. So I'm going to hold on to it for now. Sounds good? Okay. Let's go down to B. B says facet joint syndrome. Now, as I'm thinking about this one, and quite a few of you selected this one, so let's think it through. Typically, facet joint syndrome is like localized to the lower back, like the patient has lower back pain. Now, if a person has facet joint syndrome, it can radiate into the extremity, but it's typically like one-sided or unilateral, and it'll radiate into the buttocks, maybe the upper thigh, but it typically doesn't go below the knees or anything like that. So I'm not really liking facet joint syndrome because it typically is a unilateral condition that has low back pain that maybe radiates into the buttocks or the upper thigh, something like that. Now, here's the one that nails the coffin shut for facet joint syndrome, at least for me. It says during examination, all lumbar motions exacerbate the pain. Well, here's the thing. With facet joint syndrome, these patients are exacerbated with extension, not flexion. So with that, I'm like, all lumbar motions shouldn't exacerbate the patient's pain. So I'm going to go ahead and get rid of B. Let's take a look at C. C says sacroiliac joint dysfunction. Again, I still have a bit of you who selected this answer. And I see why, because sacroiliac joint dysfunction can radiate into the extremity. But again, typically it's unilateral. Typically it'll radiate into the buttocks, maybe the posterior thigh. But it's, again, more unilateral condition. Now, check this out. In the question, the person, it says Gerard arrives at physical therapy reporting lower back pain. Here's the thing. Gerard, again, in this question, we don't know if it's male or female. We don't know that, right? And on the MPTE, they're going to be very clear here about whether the person's male or female. I will say this, that generally speaking, if the person is female, they're more likely to have sacroiliac joint dysfunctions. Males don't have this as often, or at least we don't see it in the clinic as often. So it's not really likely that this person has sacroiliac joint dysfunction. Does that make sense? Right? So bottom line here, I would expect the person to have unilateral buttocks pain with sacroiliac joint dysfunction, not constant bilateral lower extremity pain. I'm going to go ahead and put an X next to this one. Let's take a look at D. D says ankylosing spondylitis. Probably not. You know, I tend to see this type of condition more in teenagers, teenage males, and it has that bamboo spine, right? Where the spine becomes fused. It tends to start in the sacroiliac joint region and then work its way up the spine into the thoracic. So here's the deal. This is a progressive inflammatory condition, all right? It leads to stiffness and eventual fusion of the spine like I was just talking about. So here's the thing. Is ankylosing spondylitis something that would be started with all this acute low back pain after lifting a heavy box? Of course, it could be exacerbated, yeah. But I would expect the patient to have some history of having lower back pain. It's saying something in the question about that, how this person has had progressive inflammation of the spine or progressive condition related to the spine. It doesn't say anything related to that. So it's highly unlikely that we're dealing with ankylosing spondylitis here. Does that make sense? All right. So I'm going to go ahead and eliminate D. Again, we're not looking for the perfect answer. We're looking for the best answer. And when I look at these four, I'm like, bada boom, mwah, tastes delicious. A, lumbar herniated disc. That's our final answer today. Congratulations to those of you who got this one correct. Again, final answer is A, lumbar herniated disc. For those of you all who didn't get this question correct, hopefully you learned a bit about these pathologies, but then also elimination. Cool. One of the things that I want to do on these podcast episodes is make sure that we're solving through the question well, but also giving you solid rationales for why we're choosing one over the other. All right. Now check this out. I got a lot of people that have been reaching out to me that just took the MPTE this past April and was saying, oh man, you know, they had the clinical scenarios on there and those scenarios were tough and I just need more practice with it. And so for those of y'all who are listening to this podcast episode, what we did was we created quite a bit of clinical scenarios with practice questions associated with it for you to get more practice for your MPTE. I know you just need more and more reps. So if you would like those for absolutely free, everyone who joins my free Facebook group gets these for free. All right. So all you have to do is go to www.mptegroup.com. And then as soon as we get you in, we'll go ahead and let you know exactly how to get those. Cool. And then we still have our musculoskeletal cheat sheets that are out there. We have a big freaking large storage of these cheat sheets that are really great to prepare for the MPTE. Yeah. You're able to study MPTE topics, the toughest ones in less than 5 minutes with these cheat sheets. So how can you get free 10 of them? Go to www.mptecheatsheetswithans.com. So whether you're on iTunes, Spotify, Ghana, Overbreak, wherever you're at in podcast land, go into the show notes, click the link in there, and you can get it. Hi, this is Kyle, and thanks for downloading the podcast. I always enjoy spending this time with you, and I hope that you leave today feeling motivated and with a better understanding. Make sure to subscribe to get new mock NPTE questions each week. I deeply appreciate your support. It helps keep this mission going. And as I always say, keep learning, stay committed. I'll see you next time.